Welcome, everybody, and thank you, Art, for taking some time to answer some questions and chat with our shareholders here for a bit. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I hope everyone is doing the same.
So, Art, let's start with yourself. Could you tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to PCT?
Well, you know, my background is that I've been CFO, corporate, and regional controllers with financial responsibility for major corporations whose revenues were over $100 million, such as Cisco and Häagen-Dazs, as well as healthcare, retail, and mortgage companies whose revenues range from $10 million to $50 million. I've been very successful in helping companies grow their bottom line by increasing revenues through analytics, creative thinking, contract negotiations, and marketing and advertising strategies, along with reducing costs by over $40 million by streamlining operations, creative thinking, and good sound business and financial management decision making. My passion is growing a company through team building, creating a culture and environment where the employees are empowered to make decisions, but are also held accountable. Integrity, honesty, and accountability are three words I live by every day, both in business and in my personal life. I came to PC out of retirement when I read an online ad for a part-time controller. Upon researching the company's current and historical position, I realized PCT was a rocket ship waiting to take off. All it needed was fuel, funding. I started as PCT's part-time controller and immediately realized, given the opportunity, I could help steer the ship in the right direction. Gary Grieco, PCT CEO, gave me that opportunity. As everyone knows, personnel changes have been made. Corporate policies and standard operating procedures have been created and implemented to streamline operations and ensure transactions are processed correctly. Financial systems have also been upgraded. I know I made the right choice coming to PCT. Retirement can wait.
You know, our kind of on that note, you've been with PCT for about 6-7 months now. It's pretty clear to say that you walked into a number of what we might call challenges regarding a range of issues from fundamental bookkeeping practices up to and including SEC quarterly filings, restatements, and the like. Your first annual filing is only a few months away, and that's approaching rapidly. PCT, unfortunately, has had a recent history of being late with SEC filings. Can you speak to us about this a little bit? As the chief financial officer, how comfortable are you that the systemic issues have been solved and the investor community can be confident looking forward regarding timely filings?
Well, Tom, when I started, there were many, many challenges. Not to say that there still aren't, but those challenges have gone away. What I mean by that is that the accounting is strictly by GAAP, strictly by SEC rules, and I have the CPA firms and our audit firm full support in what we're doing and the reports that we're producing. The reason that the second quarter 2021 10Q was late was due to we were within days of filing on time, but I found an error in the second quarter 10Q 2020 where it was material enough that I had to, that I was compelled to tell our auditors, which in turn we had to restate our financial statements. It was a $7 million error, and to the positive for the company, in that debt was settled, warrants were canceled, and the derivatives of $7 million came off of our balance sheet, our liability side, you know, which was a positive thing for the company. Unfortunately, due to us having to restate three quarters and the 10K, it made our second quarter 2021 10Q late. That has since been filed, and we are currently working on the third quarter 10Q, which I firmly believe will be filed on time by November the 15th.
Great. Hopefully we have all of that behind us. From your position as Chief Financial Officer, where do you see the company going? Like next year, maybe a 3 to 5 year snapshot revenue-wise?
Well, you know, the 5 to 10 million projection that that Gary Grieco alluded to a few weeks ago is conservative and a good number at this point, with projected revenues steadily increasing to, I firmly believe this, to over 50 million in 5 years. I know that prior year numbers given to the public were pie in the sky, but going forward, numbers will be realistic and transparent to all.
We've seen some dilution to fund the company operations. What is the plan to fund the company until it's cash flow positive? And can you talk about how much dilution you might see?
Well, funding the company has been extremely painful during the past 18 months. Gary Grieco has been a magician in bringing private investors and funding to PCT. Recent funding has come from equity transactions and not loans. Unfortunately, in the short run, I believe dilution is inevitable. I also believe PCT will begin to see positive cash flow in the first quarter of 2022 due to sales and distribution of manufacturing equipment and fluids. It's time PCT to stand on its own 2 feet. This means investing in the company through manufacturing and either selling or leasing equipment, building a sales team to find homes for the equipment, as well as fortifying and increasing our distributorships, both domestically as well as internationally.
Thank you for that. Let's go across the ocean here for a moment and talk about the UK. Can you give us an update on the current situation in the UK? Are they generating any revenues? Do you see them as a source of any significant or material revenue production in the near future?
Unfortunately, Tom, we're not generating revenues in the UK at this time. The first management group never lived up to expectations, and they've been replaced with a new, more experienced, results-oriented group. Unfortunately, the group change set us back several weeks. I've been involved in the discussions with the new UK group, and it is my belief that revenues will begin to be recognized toward the end of the first quarter or early second quarter 2022.
How long, can you take a look ahead? How long before we see some real top line growth, and where do you expect to see the greatest revenue growth in the next couple of quarters?
Well, top line growth should begin to occur toward the end of January and continue to grow, with the greatest revenue being in the healthcare and fluid divisions. In 2022, we are concentrating on 4 major sales divisions. They are healthcare, fluids produced from our warehouses as well as distributors, oil and gas, and agriculture, including cannabis.
So one clarifying question there. These 4 divisions, when we were doing projections and looking forward, we're not counting any revenue from the UK in our tactical planning just yet. That's
correct, Tom. Even though we could recognize possible revenue, like I said earlier, in the first quarter or second quarter of 2022, I am not projecting, those sales in the top line growth at this point. If it happens, or when it happens, It'll be a plus.
Our distributor network. Are you happy with the distributor network? And is that the model the company is going to continue to move forward with?
Tom, I'm very, very unhappy with our old distributor network. The 2021 model was very poor and failed miserably. However, we've created and have instituted a new distributor model, which will focus on timely state registrations, vetting distributors, holding distributors accountable to their signed agreements, and following up with them to ensure satisfaction with our program and encourage suggestions from them on how to improve our model.
Referring to the agriculture market, how close is any revenue at our doorstep coming from agriculture? Do you see any low-hanging fruit that you think might be able to generate revenues from in the foreseeable future?
Good pun there, Tom, about the low-hanging fruit. That's good. No, I believe we can make inroads in the cannabis industry faster than we can with the citrus and other agricultural markets. However, at this time, I believe we will not realize revenues in the agriculture industry until late in 2022.
Gary spoke a couple of weeks ago about looking for the right person to lead the agriculture division in that initiative. Any update on searching for the right candidate?
Well, we are doing exactly that, Tom. We are searching for the right candidate. We haven't found one just yet. But, you know, as you may know, it's a very specialized industry. And the person that comes on board will have to have a certain expertise and knowledge in the industry. We're not looking for someone, you know, to just put in there and say go. We're looking for someone to hit the ground running.
Great. Looking forward a little bit, what are some of the key goals or milestones that the company is focusing on over the next 90 days as we finish out this quarter going into Q1 next year?
Well, I certainly have a full plate. We have many, many goals, many transactions, you know, which need specialized attention. But one key goal is to hire and train a focused sales team with the ability, energy, passion, and technical expertise to sell the equipment which is being manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and to onboard distributors both domestically and internationally. A second goal is to train and develop our inside fluid salespeople to maximize and upsell incoming phone orders and enhance the customer's experience with PCT, and for our inside salespeople to be proactive with our customers by us calling them and not waiting for them to call us. And a third goal is to implement solid employee pay and benefit programs for us to be able to recruit and keep solid, good, energetic, passionate employees to sell PCT and its products.
That sounds great. Can you, let's move on to oil and gas. I know that's an interest that everybody is keenly focused on. Can you speak to that opportunity when you forecast that it might be bringing in some positive cash flow?
Yes. As we've explained in general releases, the oil and gas opportunity is limitless. What I mean is that when the testing is finished and we're able to move forward, the opportunities are so infinite that to forecast a revenue number would be reckless on my part. However, based on ongoing testing and preliminary forecasts for the oil and gas division to begin realizing revenue in the late third quarter or early fourth quarter of 2022, you know, is a very good possibility.
Great. Yeah, I know that testing is complex and takes time, but we've had a lot of positive results there.
Sure.
So thank you, Art. Do you have any closing comments or thoughts that you'd like to add here?
I do. First of all, I'd like to you know, tell our investors how much we appreciate them, whether they hold one share or millions of shares. I understand it's been very frustrating not knowing what's going on when you've invested hard-earned dollars into a company with little communication back to you. I get it. I've been there. Unfortunately, I'm still there, and it's no fun waiting and watching for any little tidbit of information. I read the speculation which occurs in chat rooms, which in a large part has been PCT's fault due to the lack of communication. With that being said, I can assure you that our intent is to produce a live or taped monthly podcast to keep our investors informed and to update and up to date of material transactions. Understand that every podcast will not include only good news. As you know, as in any business, there are bumps in the road, but I feel it's best to inform investors of those bumps to eliminate speculation and rumors. I don't pull punches. I'll give it to you straight every time. I expect our shareholders to hold my feet to the fire as they put their trust in me and other company executives to make good, sound business decisions to grow PCT's bottom line. PCT has endured many highs and many lows during the past 18 months. The fact PCT is still standing is a tribute to Gary Grieco. I've read the diatribe toward Gary. Opinions aside, understand that Gary is a fighter and has fought for PCT employees and shareholders alike. I assure you that Gary, other company executives, and I will continue to fight for you every day. Here's a bit of information about myself. I'm a huge disciple of Jack Welch, chairman and CEO of General Electric from 1981 to 2001, who grew GE's market cap from $12 billion to $410 billion. One of the many things I learned from his books and listening to his business wherewithal and acumen is that shareholder value is a result and not a strategy. The meaning behind that statement is that our main constituents are our employees, customers, and products. When those three elements are aligned with maximum productivity, customer satisfaction, and product quality, the bottom line and shareholder satisfaction will grow. That's all I have at this time. I appreciate your time and allowing me to update you on some topics which are of utmost importance and interest to you. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Well, Art, thank you very much. I know that we here at PCT have been excited to have you on board, and we're looking forward to a strong wrap-up to this year and going into 2022. Appreciate your time very much. Thank you all. Good day.